What's going on, friend? Thanks for tuning in to the Work Faith Podcast. At Work Faith, we provide faith-based training and coaching for anyone who desires long-term employment. For marketplace leaders looking to grow in thought leadership, this podcast is for you. Our goal of this podcast is to equip you with ideas, leadership skills, and values to help you find true fulfillment in the intersection of work and faith. Thank you for joining us today. My name is Anthony Flynn, and I'm your host. Let's jump right in. Hello, my name is Anthony Flynn, and I have the privilege, and I do mean privilege, of serving as one of the key leaders, CEO of Work Faith, where our mission is to provide faith-based training and coaching for anyone who desires long-term employment. I want to share that again. Our mission is to provide faith-based training and coaching for anyone who desires long-term employment. I'm really excited about that mission and the work we do on a daily basis. And our vision is to imagine a marketplace where work and faith connect. And our perspective there is that there are so many occasions where there's a separation between work and faith. And so we at Work Faith, with the 15-year history of this organization, have built a tradition where we believe in the value of those worlds colliding in a very healthy sense. And so our intention on a daily basis, as we live out our mission, is to find a way to make sure that conversations are happening in the marketplace where work and faith, the collaboration of those two worlds, actually make us more effective leaders, make our businesses more effective, et cetera. So I'm super excited about that. And hence, that's why we decided to launch this awesome podcast, where our intention is to get up and inspire people on a daily basis that it's okay to actually have conversations about work and faith. It's okay for you, if you have governing authority in your business, you have permission, if you will, to actually bring those two worlds together. We genuinely believe that you are a more effective, a more productive, a more powerful leader when you can merge those two worlds. And so on this podcast, we're going to be having real life conversations with CEOs, key executives, again, governing authorities, if I may use that term, individuals who are getting up every day, figuring out how to incorporate work and faith into their daily lives, into their daily practices. And I'm telling you, some of the people you're going to hear from have built from scratch multi-million dollar enterprises with faith directly at the core and directly at the center of it. There are others who have had to try to figure that out, right? They have stepped into a venture that was a pre-existing venture that they decided to take on, and they began to be a bridge builder to incorporate their faith. Or there are others who have stepped into conventional corporations where they're entrepreneurs, if you will. So the company has established traditions. Faith is definitely not at the center or forefront of it all. And yet these individuals find themselves on a daily basis trying to figure out how to bring faith, how to incorporate faith in their daily behaviors, in the way they do leadership, in the way they govern their teams, in the way they empower their teams. There's decisions around the products they make, the services they deliver, the way they operate their enterprise, even the thought patterns for how they innovate, for how they move their ventures forward, for how they move their companies forward. So again, I'm super excited about launching this podcast, because I just believe there's so much opportunity to provide fruit to the world, provide fruit to the marketplace, and continue to inspire those out there who are looking for ways to be more intentional, be more practical about leveraging their faith on a daily basis. This podcast is specifically for you. So look, starting October 1st, right? October 1st is the launch pad, is the launch plan, where we're going to be bringing this brand new podcast out, and you're going to hear from some of the most dynamic and amazing leaders you can imagine. In this, I want to also point out that we have something we call the Work Faith Career Playbook. And this playbook has seven themes, work as a first theme. So our first theme out the gate is we're going to be interviewing people around this topic of work. Secondarily, it'll be faith, right? And so the premise of it is that, for example, you don't have to work, you get to work. Work is a privilege. And so during the first series of interviews, we're going to have conversations where these are individuals who get up every day and they see work as a joy. They understand the fabric of work, how God designed work to be a part of our lives. So you're going to hear some awesome interviews from some dynamic leaders to celebrate that topic. In like manner, faith and those who are bold, who are audacious, who are courageous about living their faith out on a daily basis. So again, you don't want to miss it. There are five other aspects that we're going to cover over our seasons. And man, it's going to be a joy to walk daily with those leaders we serve and walk with. And so again, I want to encourage you to log on consistently and continually. I also want to encourage you to invite friends, invite colleagues, invite coworkers, invite family members, everybody you can think of who you think will be able to benefit from these conversations, specifically the conversation they're having on a daily basis with and within themselves about how to be a bridge builder between their faith and the marketplace, both internally, how do they do it for themselves, but also how do they encourage others as well to do it. So what qualifies me to have this conversation? Years ago, let me back up and say, I was a person who did not have faith in my household growing up. I mean, and by saying that, we had faith. I think being raised in the South in Memphis, Tennessee, I like to say to people that if you're raised in the Southeast, rarely do you find a person that hasn't gone to a church on a Sunday morning at least once, right? So it's pretty common practice. Occasionally, we would go. My stepfather, his parents pastored a church in Brinkley, Arkansas. So occasionally when we would go visit them when I was younger, we would go to church. And to be brutally honest, it wasn't my favorite experience. Services were 3 and 4 hours long. It just wasn't a great experience. So frankly, I shied away from the church. There was no youth pastor in my neighborhood because of where we live, because, you know, the apartment community, lots of chaos around us. So we didn't have Young Life and other programs, you know, where there are parachurch organizations coming into the community to support support schools and nonprofit organizations in the area, and certainly not directly doing ministry in our apartment community or anything like that. I just didn't have it as a kid. So while faith was quote unquote valued on the surface, we didn't really live it out on a daily basis, and there was really nobody around me to model it. And so I was a late bloomer, if you will, to my growing relationship with Jesus Christ. And it was in my early 20s after I graduated college, student of the year, my major, you know, intern of the year for one of the top internship programs in the country. I worked for several Fortune 500 companies that were actually leaders in their industry in college. And then after college, the two companies I worked for were both the leader in their industry, both Fortune 100 companies at the time. And so I had this tremendous future ahead of me, yet I found my relationship with Jesus Christ to be very promising. And I wanted to perpetuate that relationship. And so frankly, because it hadn't been modeled for me, I didn't know how to allow those worlds to live together. So my response was to simply just throw away corporate America and step into faith entirely. So I actually stepped into a scenario where I became a youth outreach worker at a startup church. And the rest was history. We planted a church. We grew from 60 volunteers to over 10,000 members in a matter of just 4 years. I mean, it was growing like crazy. I started our community development corporation, which eventually gave birth to a charter school that's now 5 charter schools. And there was a lot of community revitalization and redevelopment work that came as a result of me diving in and pouring my heart and soul into the faith aspect of my life and my community delivery. But here's the challenge with that is that as I was doing the work in the same hood, as I like to say, that I grew up in, you know, the gang infested, crime infested, educationally challenged, socioeconomically challenged community, what I saw was that we were sharing the gospel, but people were still going back to what I consider to be the same deplorable conditions on a daily basis. And I thought, man, I thought faith would do it, but now I'm starting to see the connection between bridging the gap of faith to actually helping people get jobs, finding meaningful employment as a way to lift themselves up economically so that they could actually compete and actually live a decent life. No, not that we want people to, everybody is not going to be wealthy or rich, if you will, from the economic vantage point of how we define that in America or westernized definition of wealth and economics. But I do know and understand, because of the life I lived, the importance of people being able to live according to affordability. You know, people being able to afford to actually put food on their tables, to actually keep a roof over their heads. I saw some deplorable things growing up and in the community where I was serving. And so I found it to be critical for me to bridge my passion for ministry and my passion for faith. I wanted to actually be a bridge to also helping people find meaningful, gainful employment, entrepreneurship, whatever their path was. I wanted to help be a solution to bringing those worlds together. And so over the course of the last decade or so, I've been looking for ways to live that work out continually. So, you know, we moved to California, then Atlanta, Georgia, now Houston, Texas, where finally Work Faith was the first organization that I personally experienced that had a history of actually living out, bringing those two worlds together. Again, I'd seen numerous organizations that were workforce readiness agencies, that were helping people find jobs, that were engaging the marketplace in terms of corporate America. On the flip side, I obviously had saw and had seen many organizations, churches, parachurch organizations that were serving the community with a biblical framework and a biblical lens. But I had not seen an organization in my time, in my experiences, in my encounters, that was actually bringing those two worlds together. And so for me, here was a huge opportunity as a leader to hear a call from God, to step up to the plate and to step into leadership where I could take the message that had been constructed and carefully developed and designed for almost 15 years by Work Faith and previous leadership. I now had an opportunity to steward that forward and share it not just with the city of Houston or the community surrounding us, but nonetheless, we have an opportunity to share it with the entire state of Texas, the United States of America, and eventually beyond. Our primary base, our headquarters is in Houston. Our primary focus is Houston, Texas, because that's where we originated. That's where the rich history and impact this organization has had will continue to live. But nonetheless, there's an opportunity as stewards of the gospel. When we think about the parable of the talents, when we think about Jesus feeding the 5,000s, as stewards of the gospel, the impact we're having here in Houston, we want to celebrate that and share it with the rest of the world around us. And so by all means, that's what I want to leave with you today. And if you want to be a part of that experience, join us on this journey as we power forward to actually bring you some of the most exciting and the most incredible guests you can imagine to help us tell this story about how they're living out on a daily basis, practically, this collision, this positive collision between work and faith. So friends, I look forward to you joining us. I can't wait to share some of our guests with you. There are some powerful dynamic names you don't want to miss. We're going to be dropping seeds along the way to introduce our guests. And so I'm excited to leave you with that message. Join us and be prepared to take life, to take business, to take ministry to the next level, as we share some of the most powerful, most talented leaders in the world. Literally, leaders who are leading global enterprises will be joining us to have these conversations about work and faith. I look forward to seeing you again in the very near future, friend. God bless, and we'll see you on October 1st. Thanks so much for listening to the Work Faith Podcast. Make sure to tune in next time for more conversation around how to find fulfillment through the intersection of work and faith. Now, go make the day amazing.